Hey, Clonecast and Ovi, before we kick this episode off, I want to remind you that Irma's FinlandHouse.com promo code Clonecast. That's right. I promised them 3 sales. I think we're up to 4. So head to Irma'sFinlandHouse.com. Use the promo code Clonecast for 10% off on all your holiday stuff. You can get your holiday stuff there. Is that a thing? Right? Okay. Anyways, also, I did get a statement from Irma'sFinlandHouse.com. This is an official statement that Irma'sFinlandHouse.com condemns Hamas. So that's good. Okay. All right. On with the show.
Let the great experiment begin!
Very important.
Do it.
Peace!
Yeah.
Those greedy, weaselly bastards.
Somebody gotta feed them hogs.
Hello.
General Kenobi.
Ororo, Charles.
You say
oh!
I say
I've been listening.
Yeah,
you say goodbye.
Listen to the bass. There it is. We are back. All right. I think it's almost done.
Hello.
Welcome to the Clonecast.
Just when you think it's done.
Hey!
We're back!
It's good to be back!
It is good to be back. Hit some buttons.
Yeah.
I haven't hit any buttons for a while.
Yeah, brush the dust off.
Yeah. Welcome to the Clonecast.
Welcome to the Clonecast.
What we do here on the Clonecast...
Typically.
We used to review Rebels, and before that we reviewed the Clone Wars. So it's a Star Wars podcast. We swear it is. We don't got a show to review. We're on vacation. We're on break, but we're just going to check in for
this is
the bullshit special.
This is a bullshit exclusive.
This is a bullshit exclusive. This is typically what we do is before we get into our episodic review of whatever Star Wars show we're reviewing, we bullshit for 20 to 40 minutes. Then we get into that episode.
We get right on in that episode.
It's not happening today. So we're just going to do some bullshit.
Yeah.
But we've got a few things to talk about.
Check in with each other. It's almost Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it's Thanksgiving, and we're thankful for the Clonecast and Ovis.
Yes,
so
we are.
So might as well check in with a Thanksgiving Day episode.
Just to tease it, we are planning on doing the same thing we did for Clone Wars and Rebels with Resistance.
Oh, yeah, they know.
That's just coming in
we're
the spring.
We're just taking
just in
a
case
break.
There's a new listener that didn't catch.
Well,
the last
episode I posted, I think I just said, we're on vacation.
Yeah.
Or something like that. The Clonecast will return. But, you know, we'll check in a few times in between now and then, like we're doing right now. And if anything really big happens with Star Wars, I'm sure we'll discuss it.
Yeah.
Nothing that huge yet.
There's some news. Did you see the Vanity Fair article that came out?
Nope.
There's a big write-up in Vanity Fair about Filoni.
Oh, yeah, he's the head creative director now, right?
He's the chief creative director?
Okay.
I think.
So he's the final say on all things Star Wars.
I actually read through the article, and it said that he's chief creative officer.
Okay.
That's his official title.
So he's just one step below Kathleen Kennedy?
I don't know. It's not that definitive, but apparently the biggest differentiator...
Corporate structure needs to be more hierarchical, like a...
Yeah,
that's
more
military designations. You know?
Yeah, you should wear your stripes on your shoulders when you walk into the office.
No, in military terms, what's he at now? Like field general?
Something like that.
He's like a field general.
But the biggest thing that he was trying to get across, at least in this interview, is he said that the way that it had been working up until this point is by the time an idea got to him, or by the time that he would do consulting, an idea was pretty much fleshed out. And he was just kind of like...
So they were in
kind
like
of
the,
directing...
approaching the finish line stage here, and he would just kind of have
the bones,
minor input.
The bones of the story were already in place.
Sure.
So he was just there to kind of like... kind of fill in what has already been set in stone. And now it sounds like he's coming in
well before the idea has gotten like full sign off.
Yeah.
So like I think he talks in the article about like he needs to listen to whatever artist is in charge of creating this new story and listen to what they want to do and then listen to their kind of pitch, but then kind of like re-pitch them if he doesn't agree with what the story is.
For like the greater canon and just all that sort of stuff.
So
they want to keep it tidy, basically.
I'm assuming that they're looking for more consistency in So I have a feeling that if in
so that must mean all Star Wars properties then. I mean, he must be getting in there with books.
Yeah.
I mean, because this all if they reset canon, you know, and they're like, all right, well, this is what canon is now. So he must be getting in on the floor level of everything.
I'm assuming
he's got his hands in there. He's got to get his hands in that dough.
Don't drop your gum in there.
It's almost Festivus, man.
But yeah, so it sounds like he's got it, but it sounds like he's going to safeguard from any kind of like off the wall kind of stuff going on.
Oh, you mean like where they made two movies and the directors didn't even communicate with each other?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Yeah. Not hating on them. I enjoyed them.
I thoroughly enjoyed them.
It was just a bit disjointed.
Yeah.
Anyways, so yeah, I mean, should we get right to the field trip portion or what do we want to talk about first?
Well,
let's do something very light and comical that we can get out of the way right away.
Okay.
The following segment is not financial advice. I repeat, this is not financial advice. On with the show. Okay, now if you're a new clone Casanova and you haven't gone all the way in the archives, there was a time where I had more money in savings than I knew what to do with because the pandemic and I just wasn't doing anything.
It was before you were
financially stable. Yeah, I am not financially stable as I was then. But we used to do this financial talk segment when my dumbass got into stocks.
I think it is when the GameStop stuff was going on.
It was shortly after that. It was right after Dogecoin blew up, and I saw a conspiracy guy make like $80,000. So I was like, well, I want to get in on that. And I had some success, but Icarus flew too close to the sun. I think I ended up losing about half of what I put in.
Yeah.
It was not good.
I think I still got Clove. I never sold that.
That's what I was going to say. So I had put in at about, I'd say the $10 to $15 range per share on Clove. And it's this health investment company. I think it's some sort of Medicaid company that's functioning out of Tennessee.
When we could go back and listen to the episode, but you were in on it. Yeah. You were telling me, you're like, they're going to release this thing.
I literally was slowly becoming a Wall Street best guy. He's like, it's a strong company. Their financials are strong. I think I literally said that. So anyways, I bought a bunch of that shit, and it went nowhere. And eventually, I just cut bait. So I decided to check in on old Clove today. What you care to wager how much it's going for now?
0.99 cents.
98 cents. You have a very optimistic projection there. I don't know. Google's telling me 98 cents. So I thought we'd just check in on Clove. So I think it was a mistake to ever get involved. But hey, I got out, man. It could have been a lot worse. Oof, how much money do you got in that?
I'm down $93.
You should sell it. Sell it right now.
I'll go down with the ship.
Watch that thing pop and I just throw myself off a bridge. I would have been a millionaire. Also, AMC is at $6.75. Now, so that's just the financial check-in.
Sadly, do you know what because I was kind of doing it, not as seriously as you were, but with the whole, like, Robinhood and, like, day trading thing, the only investments...
I literally was, like, I was really somebody who didn't have enough money to be doing it, but I was basically day trading. Yeah. Where I was like, this one's moving, and I'd sell this, dude. I turned my savings account into just a game of fucking scratch-offs, man. What a fucking idiot.
But do you know the only stocks that I am, like, above water in?
What?
I remember the day that it was, like, the news story broke about Russia invading Ukraine. I was holding my phone, and the second I saw it, I opened up Robinhood, and
I bought
Lockheed Martin and Northrop Grumman.
Yeah. How much are you up?
Northrop Grumman, I'm up $20.
There you go.
Lockheed, up $12.93.
There you go. And that blood money, Adam.
Yeah.
That's not good. You got to get off that. You don't want to be a lord of war,
hoodoo.
Do you? Yeah, you don't want involved. Get rid of those. Get rid of them.
I could sell that by a medium-sized Lego set.
I tell you what. Why don't you sell it and put it all in clove and we'll see what happens. Let's get nuts. Let's get nuts with it. So, yeah, a lot going on in the world.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to all the Clone Castanovas.
Yes, happy Thanksgiving. Did you see the new Thanksgiving film release that came out this week?
No, what's that?
Fall of Minneapolis.
Oh, yeah.
Seen this? Have you heard about this? I really do find the timing. I signed in to Twitter today. I'm not that active. It's whatever. I signed in today, and I check around and... You know, check my messages and check in with Garrick.
How long did it take them to release that goddamn thing? The trailer came out.
The trailer came out like
ago.
I remember sending you the trailer like 5 months ago.
Yeah,
6 months ago. I think this timing of the release was done on purpose because they know every smooth-brained boomer out there is going to watch that immediately.
Oh yeah,
and it's right in front of Thanksgiving. So I think, I honestly, God, think their strategy is we are going to give these boomers these talking points about something that happened 3 years ago.
If that's if that's intentional, my hat's off to them because that's a troll.
I respect the marketing because they are giving their boomer fucking target audience firepower to go into Thanksgiving. They're literally giving them gunpowder to go into Thanksgiving. And the unsuspecting liberals coming home from college are not going to be prepared to talk about the George Floyd case.
Every leftist in the U.S. is just prepped and ready to talk about Israel and Palestine. And then their uncle walks in and wants to talk about Minneapolis.
So that Derek Chauvin, he got a rough job of it, didn't
Everybody's
he?
Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
I honest to God, like,
Is this a Shapiro joint? Is he like...
No, this is... Now, you've probably heard of them. They're like a local wannabe Daily Wire type thing. It's called Alpha News Minnesota.
Oh, I've not heard of this.
It's like the right-wing local news.
Oh, no.
And they hired Liz Collin, who the former WCCO anchor, who did this documentary, she also wrote a book, I believe, called The Fall of Minneapolis. And my dad tried to bring up talking points with me, and I was not happy.
I remember that.
And, yeah, I mean, they're basically claiming it was, like, a sham trial. Like, they lied under oath. Like, the chief of police lied under oath about how the neck hold was approved or not approved. I believe one of the other defendants, the cops that were there that also, because they were, like, a witness to manslaughter or something along those lines. I believe they tried using, like, some materials as a defense, and the judge wouldn't allow it, so they're claiming that this judge was biased as well, and it was like all this just deep state conspiracy bullshit, you know. And I'm sure if you look up the judge's reasoning for being like, yeah, we're not putting that in the evidence, there is a good reason for it.
Sure.
But I bet you, I'm not going to spend 90 minutes watching that fucking movie, but I guarantee you they gloss right over that. But also just, I don't know, just use your fucking eyes and watch the video. If your fucking boomer uncle really thinks that having a knee on your throat for 9.5 minutes can't cause some damage or even death, ask him to lay down on the carpet and you can just give him a knee there. Just put some knee weight on him for 9.5 minutes. See how uncle does, you know?
What's more important, the life of a human being or preventing a fake $20 bill to be used to buy a soda?
I mean, the whole thing's so stupid. But then also, like, in the trailer of it, they show, like, camera footage, police cam footage from, like, when they first stopped him. And the police officer asked George Floyd to get out of the car, and George Floyd says something along the lines, like, last time I did that, I had a gun pulled on me. I don't want to get out. And so, like, then they snap cut in this trailer to, like, an officer or something that was, like, the last officer that pulled him over before that. And he's like, that's absolutely not true. We have footage of it. I never pulled a weapon on, blah, 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 or whatever.
Got him.
And it's just like, so... You're clearly, like, the tactics you're using here, like, let's just disparage the dead guy.
Yeah.
It's
well,
like the whole...
That's been their
tactics
all along.
That's their MO forever.
Yeah.
Like, at the end of the day, you can go back and forth, like, I can't believe you're defending a criminal.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't know that him being a criminal
meant
that...
That is no bearing on him getting murdered in front of it, people. It's their own twisted thing. Do you think your dad and stepmom are going to have watched and ready to go to talk about before Thanksgiving?
Well, luckily, I'm not going over there for Thanksgiving.
Oh, what's your plans?
I'm going to my mom's.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. But I did find the timing of that video pretty conspicuous.
Yeah. I did. So, thankfully.
I'm not. I can't watch it. I'm not going to watch
it. Oh, absolutely not. No.
Yeah.
Thankfully, my mom is, like, once all of that happened, she went completely the opposite route of any middle-aged white lady from Minnesota, the way that you think they would go.
Yeah.
Like, it pushed her further to the left than anything because she was so disgusted by
yeah.
it. And she was so sick of hearing people, like, disparage the dead guy.
Yeah.
And, but, like, recently...
It's all going to be this, you know, he had fentanyl in his system, he had COVID, he had this and that. It's kind of like... why are we even arguing that? Because, like, hypothetically, let's say somebody gets really drunk and drives a car and hits somebody and kills somebody. They weren't intending to
yeah.
do it, but they still fucking were reckless. They were in a position of power getting behind a motor vehicle. They were reckless with it, and they killed someone. That's vehicular homicide. Sorry. Like, you weren't intending to do it. So I don't care if, like, Derek Chauvin got there and was not in. Yeah, do I think he was like, I'm going to put my knee on this guy and he's going to die?
I also don't
know. I don't think so, but it doesn't matter.
All of this
it doesn't matter. You can't do that when you're in a position of power.
All of this was settled, too, like 3 years ago.
I know, but they fucking bring it up. And the fall of Minneapolis, what the fuck are you talking about?
Well, there was some rioting that took place.
Oh, they're still mad about the AutoZone. Too bad. No, but, I mean, shut the fuck up. Stop being so fucking hyperbolic and dramatic. The fall of Minneapolis. Anybody that's watching that from Minnesota, by the way, they haven't been to Minneapolis in 15 years.
Oh, no.
They don't come here.
I have talked
they
to...
They live in fucking the Iron Range. They don't fucking come here.
I have to... No disparity to Hibbing or any of the other
of
Iron Range
not.
Cities.
We have a lovely sponsor up north. But the people in that town that care about the fall of Minneapolis film, probably not coming to Minneapolis
I've had multiple family members talk about how... Oh, well, you know, we don't like going to Minneapolis because it's a war zone down there. And I've looked them in the eye and been like, I am in downtown Minneapolis literally three times a week. And I see nothing every time I'm there. Like, there's nothing like what you think is going on down there is happening. Like, and I've had people argue with me, like, well, you're not down there at night. You're going down there for work. That's not at night. And it's like, no, I hang out after work and I jump around to different bars. I hang out in downtown. I hang out in downtown Minneapolis and I've never had an issue. It's very strange.
I don't understand it.
Yeah.
And I just was like looking through the Twitter comments on this and just like the amount of just like smooth brain boomers.
Oh, but okay, I was getting to my mom. So my mom, she's typically, her views are pretty on the level.
Yeah.
But she is chronically online.
Yeah.
And she's like, she was in early on TikTok. And I think she'll spend hours just doom scrolling on TikTok.
Yeah.
The last time I hung out with her, she was like, oh my God. And so she was obsessed with Making a Murder. When it was released in, like, what was that, 2015, 2016?
That's the Manitowoc, Wisconsin guy.
Manitowoc, yeah.
Manitowoc, Wisconsin.
Steve Avery.
Yeah, and then the kid that he fucking basically goaded
into doing it. Poor Brendan Dassey.
Yeah, he just wanted...
just wanted to go to WrestleMania.
That dumb son of a bitch just wanted to go home for WrestleMania. Am I going to be out on bail by the time WrestleMania comes by for my murder charges? That is the most Wisconsin shit.
Well, speaking of rehashing things that we thought were settled fucking ages ago, have you seen the new documentary that was released?
Is it regards to that?
Yeah.
Why?
I forget the title of it, but it's a Daily Wire joint. And do you know who hosted it and was the main brain behind it?
It's got to be Ben Shapiro.
Nope. Just as good. Candace Owens.
Damn it.
And my mom, she was like, have you seen this? Like, look. And she showed me a TikTok. And I, like, recognized her voice before.
Why is Candace Owens talking about something that was, like, 2015?
Yeah.
When did that come out?
I think 2015.
Yeah.
And
why is Candace Owens making a documentary about it, like, a decade later?
Apparently, there's new evidence, and he is guilty. And so my mom started being like, "Are you? Can you believe this? He's guilty. They were covering all this." And I was like, "Mom, I wouldn't trust a word that lady says." And she's like, "Well, who is she?" And I was like, "Well, she's a white supremacist for one. She happens to be black, but she's a white supremacist." What? And she's like, she will lick the boot of any fucking authority member fucking possible.
Yeah.
So I told her that and she was like, well, that's okay. Well, that's good to know.
How do they politicize that to their advantage, though?
Well, it's just defending the cops. It's the same deal. It's the exact same reason why this Derek Chauvin thing's getting.
Well, of course
again.
He's fucking guilty. But yeah, there was shoddy police work all over the place.
No. The police are spotless. They're doing their job. You have no idea how hard it is to be a police officer.
Is that
officer.
Really the angle?
I think it is.
I didn't even like think about it anymore.
Yeah, I know.
Like, oh, they got shitty sheriffs up there? Shocking.
I'm sure in rural Wisconsin, yeah. They're not
all
the
crack
sharpest.
Detectives are going out to rural Wisconsin to fucking investigate murders. Like, what? That's what they choose to produce? Come on.
Almost 10 years ago.
Insane. That, whatever.
You know what? You know what that
I mean,
means?
At last I checked, he never got out of jail. Did
no,
he?
He's still in there.
Yeah. So, did Brendan ever get to see WrestleMania?
I don't think so.
No, he's going to die in there, too. clearly, I think he needs a mistrial.
Absolutely.
I think he should be in some psychiatric care.
Yeah.
And I think he should be allowed to watch WrestleMania.
So this took place, I don't know, almost 10 years ago. So I'm really looking forward to the Daily Wire's coverage of the hit podcast Serial and how that was actually wrong.
Yeah. I mean, I remember getting into that show, but I can't recall really much about it.
Yeah.
Other than there was shoddy police work. There was a lot of stuff where you're like, oh, that was fucked up. That was fucked up. But at the same time, you're like, yeah, it's probably him still, though. Yeah. I mean, I didn't think we needed to rehash it.
I don't know.
Well, they're going to get the Tiger King in a few years, so we'll get about stuff about that.
It's just like I've watched so much stuff with Candace Owens that it's hard for me to like take anything she says seriously.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I mean, but that being said, I'll take as sad as it is, I'll take her word over Ben Shapiro's any day of the week.
I haven't been paying attention to the right-wing commentators.
Apparently, they're not getting along.
Well, I did see that they were having a cat fight online. I don't know what it was about. I don't know. Like, the whole thing, as soon as Crowder went down, the holes in the ship, man, they just became too much. And they're taking on too much water ever since they lost Crowder.
You know? We knew that he was the glue that was holding everything together.
Man, they're all just ripping apart. And Democrats, they're just like, we're not even going to try to take advantage of this.
No.
Let's not even listen to, I don't know, 80% of our constituents.
Yeah.
On things.
No.
You know.
Why would they?
Maybe bombing the most densely populated area on Earth for fucking a month now.
Killing around, I don't know, 4,000 or 5,000 children.
Yeah. Remember we talked about the eye for an eye? Leaves the whole world blind. Was that Gandhi?
That was Gandhi.
Yeah. I'm not a good guy, like you tell me.
Apparently not.
But I think I think this has gone beyond a measured response.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong.
To say the very least.
Don't get me wrong. I stand with Irmas Finlinghouse. Hamas is bad.
Absolutely.
Probably wouldn't want to live under Hamas rule.
I'll condemn him.
That being said, I don't know. Maybe not bomb the whole place.
The argument that I found just puzzling is every argument that I've heard that's come in defense is talking about the horrors of Hamas and, well, you know, walking through this school that we decimated, you can see here, this is evidence that Hamas was here because there's evidence of this motorcycle being here and this was used in that. So this is evidence that Hamas was here. And it's like, that's not helping your case.
Yeah.
You murdered like 500 kids to like on the off chance that you're going to get one Hamas member like that. That is not helping your case.
I got an idea. Let's set up a refugee camp where they can go. Oh, wait. We think there's a Hamas guy there. So let's bomb a fucking refugee camp.
It is.
It's
like,
wild too when they're on like their fifth hospital of the week, and and they don't even answer for it. They're just like, well, the first one,
yep,
that wasn't us, and everybody said it was, and so it's like.
They still will pivot to that.
Yeah.
And they've bombed,
and it
like,
fucking works for like, half
like
the
four more hospitals.
And it fucking works for like half the country.
I know.
Well, I don't even think it's half the country at this point. It's not a popular this bombing campaign ever. I think it's 80% of Democrat voters on a poll recently said they want a ceasefire.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I think even the Republicans are at like fucking 60%. Yeah. Or something. Nobody wants this.
No.
Nobody fucking wants. What a democracy we have. All Joe Biden has to do, he picks up a phone and he says, hey, BB, knock it the fuck off, asshole. And he'll knock it the fuck off.
Yeah.
That's all he's got to do.
I think.
And this has. I'm not making any statements about any state solutions or should it be a two state? Should it be a one state? Blah, blah, blah. I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying stop fucking bombing. Stop bombing.
He did get them to give them a break for, what, an hour or two a day so we could ship some aid in. But
yeah, those aid boxes looked full.
I think, yeah, the ones that were written in English.
Yeah, it says medical supplies in large letters.
This is, it's like.
It's honestly like they just are spitting in our face like, we know you can see how stupid this is.
This is like a sketch show. Like, yes! This is something that Sacha Baron Cohen would come up with.
Yeah. It's beyond me. And also, can I say something? I had no idea that Amy Schumer was Jewish until this. I had no fucking clue that
Boy,
she was.
Boy, do you know that now.
I had no clue she was related to Chuck Schumer. I honestly thought she was just like an annoying white woman that was unfunny and got popular for some reason. So I was just like, oh, yeah, she's just some annoying fucking American white woman. I literally thought she was, like, Dutch.
Yeah, when the whole thing, I think it was, like, 2 days into it, we were texting back and forth. And I think you sent me a text and you were like, do you ever get the feeling that you're just being gaslit by the entire country? And yeah. I'm like, yeah! Yeah!
I mean, it is fucking wild, though, how, like, in their face, and they just don't care. Like, they just don't care.
Well, why would they? They literally have gotten away with just keeping children in a fucking prison for this fucking long.
Yeah.
And nobody has said fucking boo. Yeah. So why would... It's the same deal with Trump. I can't get over the people that are like, can you believe that he would do this? It's like, yeah. Why wouldn't he? He has done everything wrong. Every moral lesson that has been shoved down my throat, he has done the opposite of, and he's gotten nothing but success from it. Like, why would he change course at this point?
At a certain point, you got to respect the guy.
I mean, he's a horrible person, but...
Yeah, well, buckle up, because he's coming back.
Just don't be surprised when he does stuff.
Yeah, and he is going to win.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Biden, like, the Democrats have been given, like... ample opportunity. The overturning of Roe v. Wade. I mean, that's really all they should be campaigning on at all. Like, that's all they should be talking about. Because that is an insanely unpopular. Referendums in red states are getting murdered.
We couldn't get 10 grand in student loan aid.
Yes.
We couldn't get 10 grand of student loan forgiveness. The first speed bump they hit. They're like, oh, well, sorry, guys.
Yeah.
We tried. We tried.
The priorities of this country, man.
It's fucking insane.
And for what? For what?
Well, I don't know. There's a situation in the Middle East and in Ukraine that, you know, they need a couple billion dollars set over there.
I know, but for what? What are the United States interests that they're protecting?
I don't know if I need to repeat myself, but I'm $20 up on Northrop Grumman here. So, I mean, there is something at play.
It's just so depressing. And there's I mean it. I'm never voting for a Democrat on a federal level again.
It's so sad.
I'm truly not. I'm not voting in this election. I'm not going to vote. I'm not going to vote for Trump, but I can guarantee I don't give a fuck. Don't tell me lesser of evils. The lesser of two evils argument no longer applies.
Yeah.
When you can just sit back and just watch what's going on right now.
I'd write in Slavo Žižek, except I'll never be able to spell his name.
Yeah. I mean, I'll vote in local elections. But yeah, on a federal level, I'm just done. And like, honestly, like I'm ready for the state, my state. Like I kind of get Texas now. Not on like the same kind of like political level, but I do understand like, yeah, I think I want to just leave. I kind of get the secessionist movement. Can we just leave? Can we just do our own thing? I don't even want to be part of Canada. I think Minnesota would do just fine on its own. To be honest, there's certain states that could that have enough large companies and just capital built up that you could just be like, yeah, we're good.
Yeah,
we're good on that. We're just going to keep it in-house here now. So thanks for the 250 years.
I wish on a federal level they could like look and see.
If you need any assistance from our National Guard, we'll help you out.
I wish they could look and see like what, like, I was actually impressed by like our governor got like, I think one representative over. That's all he needed for like, I don't know if it was a supermajority or he got what he needed to just run shit through.
Yeah.
And that's all they did this last term. Like that's all they did is they just like kept running shit through.
Yeah.
And the Republicans have bitched about it, but like, all right, well, cool. Well, we're just going to go ahead and we're going to enshrine like women's reproductive rights.
Yeah. But like the funny thing is even in the reddest of states, they have brought it to voter referendum in like Kansas.
Oh yeah. It's no contest.
And it's like all these people that when they're polled, when the poll worker calls them up and asks them about reproductive rights for women, they say one thing, but they don't mean it when push comes to shove at all. There are people that mean it, my father, but
a woman's right to know.
Yeah. But I mean, a lot of people, man, they just say it because they feel like a pressure from either their family or just, you know, like their community of their church community or something to say it. But at the end of the day, they don't mean it.
Yeah.
And if you really give them the option, they're like, nah, I'm good.
No. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't know. We kind of got off.
So Thanksgiving with your mom, huh? Just you two? Anyone else coming over?
No. She's going to Golf Mike's later.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And then I'm going to go home, get high, and play video games with the Athorian man.
Aha!
Yeah. His mom got COVID, so Thanksgiving's canceled in the Athorian man household.
That's too bad.
Yeah, that guy needs a good Thanksgiving. He could use it.
Poor Athorian man.
We love him. He's a great guy.
He needs to come back.
Yeah, he should just move here.
Yes.
He should just move here. I'm sure we could get him hired by Steve.
Yeah.
Steve would hire him. Or Jit definitely would hire him.
Jit would leave him the fucking store.
I think Jit would let him sleep in the store.
Yes.
He could probably just live in that giant room that Jit doesn't even open up.
Yeah.
Yeah. We didn't even talk about our field trip with him. We never talked about it.
Well, we need to do it with him. Maybe that'll be the next bonus episode.
I don't even remember what happened when he was here so long ago.
Oh, I got pictures. It was fun times.
But yeah, I don't know. Did we get ourselves canceled yet?
I don't think so. We have another field trip to talk about, though.
Yeah, we do have another field trip to talk about. Ya-da-da-da, 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 ya-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Okay. Field trip. So we took a little field trip.
Yes, we did.
Met up with a good friend of ours, Conspiracy Guy. Conspiracy Guy scored some Vikings tickets from his boss.
He told me he was thrilled at how fast we both responded. Because he put us both on a thread. He was like, hey, my boss has some extra Vikings tickets. Do you guys want to go on Sunday? And I think it was on like Friday when he texted us.
Yeah.
And I like immediately was like, oh, hell yeah. Like,
oh,
I'm
speaking
in.
Of that, my work is giving away some Timberwolves tickets right now.
Oh, I'll go.
All right.
I'm in.
Okay. Win. Are you going out of town soon?
Wolves back.
Wolves are back.
Yeah.
Wolves back. When are you going? Are you going out of town for Thanksgiving?
If I am, it's just like out of, like an hour away. So yeah.
I don't know. There's tickets for tomorrow night's game.
Well, I mean, I'm not against it if you win them.
I could get four. I don't even have to win them. I just have to put it. My company's like, no, you can have them. So I can get up to four.
I may be interested.
But there's a couple other games. If we can't make tomorrow work, there's a couple other games they're offering as well. But okay. I can only choose one. So we got to get Conspiracy Guy.
Yeah.
We had a... Randy with us.
Yeah.
Randy.
The Yogi.
The Yogi. But Randy's brother Ryan would really enjoy it.
Yes, he would.
Game. So I don't know. We'll have to. I'll have to text Ryan.
Yeah.
In break or something. Okay, but yeah, we went to a Vikings game courtesy of Conspiracy Guy Boss Guy. We got to send that guy a fruit basket.
I was just
going
to say, we do need to send him something.
I told Conspiracy Guy, I was like, hey, ask him if he likes a fruit basket or something. So we want to send him like an edible arrangements of some kind, which we should do. Cold to Zach, you will be getting your package soon. I am very slow at getting to the, UPS store is where I go. I've been busy lately. Well, I've just been high.
What can Brown do for you?
Yeah. But Cold to Zach won the contest.
Yeah.
So I wanted to mention that quick. So Zach, it's on the way. We got his address. He's going to get his Steve Delight. We'll call it the Steve Delight. The Cedar Cliff Delight. Okay. But yeah, so we went to the Vikings games. Vikings versus Saints. The Vikings have since, they had a win streak that has since been snapped since then, disappointingly. So yeah, it was about a week ago that we went.
I also forgot, what was Dobbs? He's our third string quarterback.
Well, Kirk Cousins, evangelical hero, Kirk Cousins. Did you just find that out today?
No, was aware of it, but I didn't know it was like at that level.
Yeah, I didn't know that. He given a symposium of some kind about. I went straight to the middle of it, and it was like an hour long video that you sent me, and I just went straight to the middle. And let's see what he's talking about here. Care to wager what he was talking about?
I don't even know.
Got to have fathers in the household. Gotta lead. We gotta lead, men. Men, we gotta lead. You know?
Well, I mean, if that's...
Lead with faith. Lead your family with faith. You're the patron of the family.
He's the... I see why our winning record was following with that yes. coaching advice.
Yeah. Would it shock you that he was unvaccinated? Would it shock you?
Oh, no, I knew that.
There's also a picture of him golfing with Trump. This was before... He was here, and I think it was before Trump was president, when Trump was just a dumbass.
Yeah.
In, like, 2015, that just tweeted a lot. And...
Although, if you were to look up, like, anti-vax Christian guy in the dictionary, like, he's the perfect poster boy for it. Like, his face, he looks like a classic, like,
the thing with
Christian
Kirk, though,
dad.
The thing with Kirk, though, is, like, I don't think he's, like, a weirdo.
No, I'm not saying weirdo. I'm just saying, like... Christian dad who's like got some thoughts on things.
Yeah, but it's a weird kind of, it's like a, you know, it's like a very reserved kind of like, aw shucks. Like, I don't understand the world, so I say aw shucks.
I just think we got to get back
but
to
I don't
roots.
Think he's like the kind of vile guy to like go and yell.
Oh, no,
at,
no,
like,
no, 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 no,
you know,
I'm not saying that
some teenager with purple hair or something. He's not that kind. He's just he's an aw shucks guy.
Yeah.
Anyways, the game. So, we go to the game. I meet you guys there, because you guys are on the east side of town. I'm on the west side of town. It
we
just kind of made sense.
Tailgated.
Yeah, so you met up with a Conspiracy Guy like, I don't know, half an hour before me, maybe?
I think an hour.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're out tailgating?
Yeah, his friend has like some kind of like... shop that is kitty corner to the stadium. It's like literally across the street from it.
Okay.
And he's got like a small parking lot, but like a parking lot, so that's where Conspiracy Guy parks. So I met him there, and they had like a grill out, and they were grilling like brats and burgers, and it was great.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
You have yourself a burger?
A brat.
You a brat guy, huh?
Yeah.
I don't know if I've ever seen you eat a burger. You a burger guy?
Oh, I love burgers.
You a burger guy?
But I'll typically get a burger at a restaurant.
Okay.
If somebody's grilling and I got the option, I go brat all the way.
You big brat guy.
Oh, I suck them down.
I suck them down like Coca-Cola. Okay. Well, that's good.
The real the Sophie's choice I have is if I confronted with, do you want a brat or a Polish? That's what I really have some decisions to make.
I'm a burger guy.
Yeah?
I'm a big burger guy. Big burger and chicken guy. I like chicken a lot.
I feel like it's harder to fuck up a brat than it is to fuck up a burger.
You get it. No, but if you do it right, if you have a burger right on the grill, incredible.
But I've had one too many just like dry, like charred burgers on a grill.
Well, if you ever need to reset your burger palate, you just head on down to Burger King, get yourself a flame broiled cheeseburger. My buddy Nick says it's the best thing he's ever tasted in his entire life. Literally, it like his third eye opened in that moment, and he's just like, oh. this is so good. I'm like, dude, it's just a Burger King cheese. Yeah, they're for a fast food burger. It's tasty. Yeah. They do have good buns. I like the bun.
Uh-huh.
There is something very plastic and fake about it, but also so damn tasty, uh-huh. You know?
But yeah, so we tailgated before the game.
Yeah.
You met us at the front gates.
Now, I'm in like full Minnesota Timberwolves fever right now. Like, as you all know by listening to the podcast, I'm a big Vikings fan, Minnesota Vikings, but I'm also just general Minnesota sports fan. Got into the Twins quite a bit again. I love my Twins. But the Timberwolves are actually kind of like tied with the Vikings for me. And I actually think I might care about them more than the Vikings, which is saying a lot because I have literally called in sick to work because the Vikings have lost games. So I think the NFC Championship a few years ago, I didn't go into work for 2 days. I was despondent. I was a very miserable man.
Who beat us that one?
Philly.
Yeah, that's right.
Fucking hate those bastards. So I'm a full Timberwolves fever. So the Timberwolves, I've mentioned them before, they have a player by the name of Naz Reid. Now, if you're on the Timberwolves subreddit, a lot of times if there's a Naz Reid post, like you will go into the comments and it'll just say Naz Reid, and it will be like 50 different users just commenting Naz Reid. It's just kind of like a meme in the Timberwolves fan community. Yeah. And so I had a name tag. I was going to put a name tag on that said Naz Reid Wolves back. So, I don't know. I just wanted to see how many people would walk by me and say Naz Reid.
How many did?
I didn't really move around enough. And we were in like, the seats were really nice.
They really were.
They were in like a wealthier section.
I think we both sat down and were like, what the hell is your boss doing with these seats? These are phenomenal.
I mean, these are the kind of seats that you could flip and pay your mortgage for the month.
Oh yeah.
Well, actually probably for like 3-4 months. Yeah. They are like nice seats, and NFL tickets are expensive. It's like a club level and had like a private club and everything. You didn't even like go out and mingle really.
Yeah.
But so when I bought all these name tags, I wanted to say Naz Reid on there. I had like 100 other ones. So I just wrote Wolves back on it, and I was just trying to pass the motherfuckers out. I think I gave out a few in the section. But no, I'm very excited about the Wolves and they're fucking 10-3 right now. They're first in the Western Conference. It has been 20 years since I've seen a basketball team this competent.
Oh, it's great.
I'm feeling alive. We got to go to a
we
game.
We got to go.
What's going to happen, though, is we're going to go to the game. They'll lose. And then I'm
downfall.
Yeah, as soon as I truly decide to like, all right, Tom, I'm going to go to 10 games this year. I'll go to one and it will just go to fucking shit. Like, it's the success. I usually go to like 5 to 10 games a year. And the success level right now of the Timberwolves has me at the point where, like, maybe I just shouldn't go. Because that's how superstitious I am. Like, no, Tom can't enjoy nice things. Even people, like, when I hear, like, podcasts talking about, like, the Timberwolves and how good they are, I'm like, I feel dirty. I'm like, don't say it.
Be careful.
Don't give me any fucking hope. Like, because I would be happy, like, with a 6 seed and a first-round exit if they play 6 games. Like, I would have probably been like, okay, it was a good year.
Yeah.
But now I'm starting to think, like, wait a second.
Oh, no.
We could have a fucking parade, baby. Like, yeah.
A lot of people were wearing those name tags.
Naz Reid! But, yeah, so we get to our seats. These things are fucking awesome, man. They're club level. They're at, like, almost the 50-yard line. Perfect seats for watching football.
Someone else has that same view. Are you getting to that point?
Well, the Vikings announcer, a guy by the name of Paul Allen, you've probably, if you're a football fan at all, you have heard his voice because he has very exuberant calls on the radio. But he's also hosts from 9 to noon on KFAN, the local talk station, sports talk station that I love and adore so much. But like his box where they call the game from is like just probably like 5 rows behind us.
Yeah.
So it's like right in that
but
club
directly
section
behind us.
And so on a break, I went out and Maddie's like, you got to give him one of the Naz Reid
you
stickers.
Were doing the thing. Like, I knew you were going to do this too. Cause you were like, you like took a step and you like looked
he
up and he wasn't looking directly
and
at
I was like,
you.
Hey, he's
you
not like, ready.
No, it's okay. And you turn around and you, cause
I don't
down.
I don't understand. Can you explain me?
I can't.
Because later in the game, I'm literally like yelling obscenities at refs and being like, oh, what? Hey, I'm not ableist or anything, but I think blind refs is a bad idea.
Well, and like walking into the stadium, you were like,
I didn't actually yell that.
You were maybe like, I'm giving one to Paul Allen. I'm like, because as soon as you found out that we were sitting right under him, you're like, I'm giving him a wolf's back.
You know, when I first went there, if he made eye contact me, I immediately would have been like, hey, man, you want this? But since he didn't make eye contact, I don't like making a scene to get somebody's attention.
But it took me being like, no, come on, you're good enough. You're going up there. He's getting one of these stickers.
Have you ever met somebody as confounding as me is that can be so shy in situations, but also so extroverted? You know?
Yeah, it can be maddening.
I don't understand me.
Yeah.
But yeah, he took one very happily, and there's a picture.
Maddie got a great picture.
He's very happy to receive the Nasri.
You got to put it in the Discord.
I don't like how my neck looks from behind.
Oh, my God.
So let's talk about the game, though. It was a great game. We had some Saints fans in front of us.
And it was very cordial.
Yeah, they were fun fans. They weren't like drunks.
No.
Yeah.
My favorite.
I never had to worry about getting in like a fist fight with them or anything. Now, Maddie got a little vulgar throughout the game. I don't think I ever swore, but I definitely got loud.
This is my favorite part. My favorite part of the entire game. I was sitting right next to Maddie, or right next to Conspiracy Guy, and he said like one or two things. He was pretty calm during the first...
The Vikes jumped out to a big lead. Like the first half was all Vikings.
Yeah.
But then in the second half, we kind of let him hang around.
So then that was the thing where like...
It was going a little pear-shaped.
Conspiracy Guy, he was like really excited in the first half, but his spirits were high. And he was talking and he got excited and he said, fuck. And there was this old couple sitting directly in front of us. And the old lady like turned around and kind of looked at him and gave him like a leer. And he was like, I'm so sorry. You know what? I'm excited. I don't typically swear. I'm so sorry.
Then he says something like, I love Jesus. And he shows her like the background on his phone. And
I
it's
made
like,
him do that.
Yeah. Okay.
I was like, because I got into it. And I was like, no. I was like, he's a man of God. He's a man of God. And I was like, Maddie, show her your phone book, your phone background. And it's got like, like the crosses on it.
The three crosses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, like, he was like, I'm sorry. Like, and the rest of the time, I mean, they were fine.
The thing is, like, he knows her because he sat there before and that's their season tickets.
Yeah.
So.
But, like, he was, like, very cordial and, like, apologetic. And, it, like, the rest of the time, we were, like, very, like, kind of conscious of that until the second half when, like.
Yeah, Maddie dropped a few F-bombs in the second half.
Things started going south a little bit. There were some bad calls.
Yeah.
It took, like, two penalties that were like just off for him to be like, Jesus fucking Christ, fuck these guys, this fucking team, god damn it. It was like all of that shit went out the window.
Yeah,
it was so great.
Yeah, I don't know, like I melted down a bit too.
We were all frustrated.
Yeah, I don't know. I was really upset with the refs.
Yeah.
There was one call that was the most.
Is that the illegal hands to the face?
The hands to the face where the Saints player. Okay, they call it on the Vikings, but the Saints player at the end of the play is literally holding Danielle Hunter's helmet in his hand. A Viking helmet in his hand. And we got called for illegal hands in the face.
I think that's.
Now, I'm not saying I may have missed an angle where he may have touched his face too. But make it make sense how there's not offsetting penalties.
I think that's the one where he yelled, Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah, those refs were fucking ass.
Yeah.
They were bad.
At one point, I think Conspiracy Guy was like, it's fucking Vegas, man. Fucking Vegas.
Yeah.
They're getting in their heads. They're in their headsets.
What? Yeah, he really is convinced that there's some shenanigans going on in the NFL.
Okay. If that is true, I'm not saying it is. It's not the craziest conspiracy.
I mean, have you ever heard of Tim Donnie?
Is that the basketball coach?
Not coach. He was a ref.
Or ref. Or
and
ref.
He would literally, like, he would shave points in games by calling falls on teams and stuff and getting people to the free throw line when he had bets on games.
Yep.
And it was the guy went to federal prison for it.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't do that. But so, I mean, there is like a certain level of plausibility to it that, that's a really shitty call and they've been given shitty calls. Like, I can understand the being like, what's the motivation here?
Yeah.
It is it's in the realm of possibility. But when you watch a sporting event, I mean, it's not like I think some people, when they get into that mindset of like, it's rigged, they think it's like professional wrestling or something. And it's like, you couldn't do that with this. Like, you can't.
Well,
you can't do it. You can't rig it like that.
I don't think
you could have refs or something, or you could have a player that throws a game or something. Like, that's all within the realm of possibility. But in team sports, it's very hard to just outright rig a game.
I could see an argument being made. I'm not saying this is the case, but if one team starts running away with the game to keep things interesting, maybe start like making it harder for the other team. I
sure.
can see an argument being made for that.
Yes.
Because if you want to talk about like ratings and like keeping things interesting
sure.
and preventing just like a blowout where everybody gets bored.
But even like, that, I don't buy into that.
Yeah.
I don't. Because if the game sucks, they'll go to a game that doesn't suck.
Yeah.
But I can understand like the conspiracy of it. Like, and I do think it would not shock me if there was another Tim Donaghy style
yeah.
ref out there. But I think it's all on that level of shit. Now, that can change the outcome of a game.
Oh,
certainly,
sure.
It could. But I think in general, when you're dealing with an athletic endeavor, especially a team endeavor, very hard to outright rig it. Like you know, like if you're in the NBA or something, like Tim Donaghy's calling fouls because he wants his team. What if they don't hit the free throws?
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of these factors that like are dependent on outside sources of the person who was doing the rigging,
yeah,
which doesn't make it plausible to really throw an entire game.
It was also a beautiful day.
Yeah, it was.
It was gorgeous. We had a week where it was like
yeah.
unseasonably warm.
Yeah, the weather has not been bad here. I mean, we'd had a little bit of snow for a little bit, but that was all gone right away.
Yeah.
It's chilling now. But yeah, but it was military day there.
Oh, it was, yeah.
And I think the first thing I said to you when I saw you was like, are you ready for the most military propaganda you've ever seen in your entire life?
And I was like, oh, I've already been
I was
it.
Actually disappointed in the amount of propaganda.
Yeah. It
I
was...
mean, it was there.
Yeah,
it was pretty fucking heavy. Like, they had a Black Hawk helicopter flyover, which was the worst flyover I've ever seen because they didn't fly over.
It was not
over.
At our angle.
They, like, flew near it, and you couldn't see it. You just saw it on the big screen. So,
yeah,
that was lame. Now, the halftime show, though, was a delight. Now, the halftime, what was it again? How do you, what is it? It's like the silent Marine Corps
it's
drill.
Like, yeah, it's a Marine Corps thing where they just spin guns around.
Yeah.
And the lady in front of Maddie was delighted. She was clapping and on her feet.
It's like the Beef Eaters, though, because when, like, they drop the gun and don't spin it right, like, they go, like, dead silent, and they, like, do this, like, very ceremonial march
to
it. Yeah.
Yeah.
They do these, like, very robotic movements with it. It's Beef Eater stuff.
Yeah.
It's, now, yeah, like, the Marine Corps, like, I had mentioned to you, like, the day before that, I was at my dad's house watching a Timberwolves game, and he was celebrating the Marine Corps' like 256th
oh, that's right.
birthday or whatever. And you're like, do you think your dad would just love this? And I was like, yeah, he would love it. And that's where I have this to tell you. I talked to him the next day on the phone.
Oh, my God.
It was not prompted. Nothing. I was just talking about the game. And he's like, hey, say, we're talking about the game and like how it was a great game, this and that. And he just kind of stops me when I'm talking. He's like, say, did you catch the Marine Corps halftime show? And I'm like, yeah, I saw it. And I'm just immediately inside. I'm like, Adam is going to love this. And I'm like, yeah, I caught it, you know. And he's like, boy, that must have been something. Like, yeah, they're really good at spinning stuff, you know. Of course.
Oh, my God, yeah. That's so great.
So, yeah, that was what I wanted to tell you about. But, no, it was fun.
It was.
You got the funniest thing you did all day was that drink you had.
Well, I had two back-to-back because I got a Bloody Mary to start things off.
It literally had like celery that had been shot up with HGH.
It was the biggest piece of celery I had ever seen in my life.
We posted a picture
yeah.
on Twitter,
Discord.
I think. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Twitter, too.
Yeah, it's a big old...
And then
a big old piece of celery.
After I finished that, I ate that piece of celery too.
Yeah.
But after I was done with the Bloody Mary, I went and I got there was like, you know, behind bars, you see the like bubblers, like the drink that is like in like a thing that you see at 7-Eleven. Sure.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And I just asked the guy. I was like, hey, what's that thing? And he was like, oh, that's our seasonal drink. I was like, oh, what is it? And he was like, oh, it's an apple something, like some apple cocktail. I was like, yeah, sure, I'll have that. And so he went and he like put ice in the cup, went over, like filled it from the like bubbler thing. And then he came, sat it down at the bar, and he reached under for like garnish. And I was expecting like an apple slice or something like that. But he like sprinkled it with cinnamon. He took a cinnamon stick, like put it in the thing, and then took whipped cream and like made a big foam cap on top of it. It's like. I am 0-2 on these cocktails.
They turned it into like a malt shake.
Yeah.
I got really high. I did have a couple beers, but I was just more high than anything, and it kind of hit me.
The ready whip on top of that thing.
It looks like you went to Starbucks.
I know.
How was it though?
It was fine.
It was fine.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was a good time.
You got really high?
Yeah, I got really high. We went to the Eagle Bolt bar after, which is a gay bar.
That place was great.
Did Maddie know it was a gay bar?
Not when we walked in.
When did he find out?
Well, I think the bartender was kind of a tip-off.
Oh, yeah.
What he was wearing.
Yeah. I think it's some, you know, like a mesh with nipple rings or something along those lines.
Choker.
Yeah. But, man, I mean, it was...
But that bar was awesome. That was a great place to go after the game.
It's close to the stadium, and they were playing Creed Higher, and I got a sing-along going with Creed Higher. Man, the revival of Creed is one of the strangest things of 2023. When is Nickelback getting their due?
Oh, it'll be here.
Yeah.
They had slushy cocktails, too, so that was a win for
me. I'm fine with a Creed revival. I don't think I can do a Nickelback revival. Remember when I used to make fun of Scott Stapp all the time?
Conspiracy guy pointed it out to us.
You guys remember more things about my ever-evolving personality than I ever will. When I'm reminded, I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right. That's right, I did have that.
What it does, we're like, no, we assure you, this was what your personality was like back then.
I know what it was like. I just forget the things that obsessed with. Like, the Scott Stapp thing for me was like 3 months worth of me just being like, God, I hate this fucking
guy. You and our friend Box, it's because you were subjected to it at Walmart for that many times.
Yeah. Scott Stapp. We just walk around talking like that all day. Oh, man. I should have read a book or something in my 20s, you know? I should have. I don't know, but it was a good time.
A good time
was had by all. And we got to get Conspiracy Guy out to a Timberwolves game.
That'd be fun.
And then if we do like a Christmas episode, we can report in on that.
Yeah.
That's what we got, holiday episodes. Yeah. We're doing holiday episodes. That's the break schedule.
Absolutely.
And
then we had, so we won that game and then we played on Monday night. And Sunday night. Things didn't go as well.
That's what happens when you turn it over 3 times.
Yeah.
Especially in, you know, when you're driving in their territory. You leave points on the board. Not good. It's not going to work. I don't want to talk about it, though. Timberwolves, man, I'm riding high, man, on the Wolves. If you would have told me when they started 0-3 and then 1-4, the Vikes, if you would have told me they'd be 6-5 and probably going to make the playoffs, I'd be like, all right, I'll take that.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think they're going to go far. I don't have any delusions of grandeur with this team, but hey, it's been fun. At least they're making it a fun season, you know?
Yeah.
Which it didn't look like it was going to be. But man, the Wolves, I honestly can't process them being really good. Yeah. I can process them being like playoff good, but not like we're going to win a playoff series.
To it. We
got
to go to
run.
We got to go to a game.
Oh,
I want to get some of that Jack Link's beef jerky.
Yeah, the Jack Link's headquarters are connected to the Target Center. Yep. Maybe we can meet the Sasquatch. We can get you back to back with the Sasquatch. See, you got you beat.
Snaps me in half like a twig.
That's how you die.
Yeah.
That would be an interesting story. That would be an interesting story, though. The Sasquatch mascot kills man in Minneapolis Skyway. Okay. Should we get into a different segment?
Yeah, hold on. Wait.
What?
I did. So I came from the office today. And every once in a while, they stock the office with new snacks and treats.
Oh.
I saw something new that I had never seen before. I'm wondering if you have run into
them. Is it the sugar-free Reese's?
No.
Oh, I saw sugar-free Reese's Pieces.
No, thank you.
Yeah, and then you look at the back, and it's just like all this sugar alcohol. Like,
oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. No, it's great because...
Does that have the same effect as sugar?
When I was diagnosed...
Like, what does it do? You're a sugar expert.
When I was diagnosed with diabetes, it was like in the early to mid-90s, and so that was the peak, the height of like Snackwells and like diet food. And so there'd be all this sugar-free food.
Yeah.
But it had sugar substitute that just turned to sugar in your body.
Sure.
But there was no added sugar. Yeah. Like, there wasn't sugar in the thing, so they could say it's sugar-free. It's all horseshit, man.
Yeah. Oh, I looked at it. I was like, this... Now, I'm no nutritionist, but when I look at the back of something and that says sugar-free, and then I see 40 grams of sugar alcohol, I'm like, I don't know if that's as sugar-free as you claim it to be. And they're like $7, too. They jack them up just because they put sugar-free on them.
So I don't think these items are sugar-free, but I know that you are a big fan of the Uncrustables.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
I do like the Uncrustables.
You do like the Uncrustables.
But I'm not eating them because we'll get to the fitness.
So have you ever crossed paths with one of these guys?
Bobos.
Bobos PB&Js.
I have not. Where'd you find these?
They were at my office.
Okay. You got to freeze them.
Someone has stacked the shelves with them. I don't know what they are.
Have you had one yet?
No, huh? Okay. I was saving it to break it open with you.
All right. I can't eat it right now.
Well, you can have a bite, right?
I'll have a bite. I'll have a Bobo. You know you're getting...
Your Achilles heel is the PB&J.
No. The plain M&M's.
All right. Okay. This is a very thick. This is quite different than the expected.
It's like a protein bar.
You want some of that?
Mm-mm.
Nah. It's not as good as Uncrustable?
Not even close. Not even close.
You don't like it?
No horseshit. Look, it's fine.
I love peanut butter.
What if I were to put plain M&M's inside of one of these things?
Even worse. No, I mean, it's fine. I'll say it's fine. The thing with the Uncrustables is they use that white bread. And it gets just the perfect softness.
Yeah, there's like oatmeal or something in this. Is that what's weirding you out?
It feels very Cliff Bar. It's like a Cliff Bar version of an Uncrustable. I'm not going to say I wouldn't eat it. If I'm in an office and it's there, I'd be like, eh.
Bobos? More like no-nos.
Yeah. You know what you should do? You should go in tomorrow. Well, are you in tomorrow?
No.
Okay. You're back on Monday?
Yeah.
Okay. Go in on Monday and walk straight up to your boss and be like, these are fucking shit.
Just throw the empty wrapper right in his face.
Yeah, and then just like take a big Costco-sized box of Smucker's Uncrustables, march to the refrigerator, the freezer, and just like shove them in there and be like, you're welcome, and then just walk away. And that's how you get fired.
And My resignation letter.
You sick bastards.
No, try one more bite. Just take one more.
No. I had a bite. You had your fun.
But you can have one more.
No. I'm not gonna. You know why?
Come along with me.
Yeah.
On my weight loss journey. I want to get back in shape.
Maybe have sex again before I'm 40.
Come along with me on this weight loss journey. Blah, 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 blah. Beep, beep, beep,
beep, beep, beep. Hold on, oh, Charles.
Do you see how many carbohydrates are in one of these goddamn things?
It's got to be a lot.
They're not big.
They're very small.
Yeah.
It's like a fucking... It's actually, I would say this might be even smaller. How many ounces is that thing?
2.
2 ounces?
Yeah.
How many carbohydrates are in it?
Take a guess.
60.
39.
Okay. I
it's like a can of Coke.
How much is that sugar? What's the sugar grams?
Well, I mean, carbohydrate just turns to sugar in your blood.
I know, Mr. Technician, but I'm curious about the grams of sugar.
Total sugar is 17 grams.
Okay. That's fair.
There's some fiber in it, so that's going to block a little bit.
Yeah. Oh, I've been eating a lot of Fiber One brownies. But yeah, fitness talk. Just to check in here. See how Tom's been doing on the fitness goals? Adam has been lifting. Have you been keeping that up?
Yeah, it's fallen off a little bit since the wrist injury.
Okay. Yeah, so not as jacked as you want to be.
No.
Someday.
I'm going to be huge.
You're going to be huge. Yeah. You'll be huge someday. I've been running like a madman. I even bought myself a pair of Hoka shoes. it's like running on air. I, honest to God, like, I was like, shoes don't fucking matter. But then, like, because I was using these Nike Flex Runs, and that is what I've always used to run, is Nike Flex Run. I like them because they're light. I feel very quick on them. But there's not a lot of padding on them. And I was like, okay. I started to have, like, shin pain and shit.
Shin splints?
Kind of shin splints, but also, just, like, soreness in the shins, like, post-workout. Just,
yeah.
It's normal running stuff. But I was just like, man, you know what? Maybe I should actually, if I'm going to really, like, because I've been running a lot for starting in summer, and I've just kind of really gotten back into it, and I enjoy doing it every day. And so I was like, maybe I should actually just actually invest in running shoes. I mean, I know the Nike Flex Runs are running shoes, but maybe I should look into something that has more support, because maybe that would be better for my body type.
And you found the Hokas.
Yeah, so I did like a little thing online. I like measured how wide my feet were and shit. And yeah, I decided on these Hokas. I went to Dick's Sporting Goods. They had a pair in the 2E wide, because I got the ones that are a little bit wider. At first, they're a little sore when you break into new shoes every now and then, especially athletic shoes. You can get a little sore feet. But that day, I was like, fuck it. I'm going to go on and run them. I know it's a little sore, but what better way to break them in than just fucking get at it? I took like 2.5 minutes off my fucking 5K time. It's like the best 5K I've ran since I was like 10% body fat. It was insane.
So apparently shoes do make a difference.
I love them. I'm going to buy him one other pair. Like, I wear them everywhere now, too. Like, I've always looked at them like, these things are ridiculous looking. Like, because I am kind of a shoe guy. I love my Jordans,
yeah.
You know. So I've always kind of like thought the Hokas are ridiculous. And I will say the Hokas I picked were like the most cool looking ones I could find. Like, I like the design of them the most. But there are some ones out there that are just freakishly weird. But no, man, I fucking swear by these things, dude. It's literally like running on air. And I get a good lift off them. Think I'm pushing 5'10 in it.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So
have you reached out to them? We could see if they want to sponsor the cast.
Oh, they're a sponsor, and they don't even they know it already. They don't know that they're a sponsor, but they'll know that they're a sponsor. We love Hoka here. I think they're too big for us. So far we've had two sponsors. One is a real sponsor, Irma's Finland House. It's a lovely store. And but it's not like a chain. It's not like this big like Hoka's a big, they're everywhere, you know? There's only one Irma's Finland House.
That's true.
Like the unique stores here. And also Lux Bidet. Tweet them. If you tweet at them, maybe they'll start throwing up. I think there were like 5 Clonecast Novas got free bidets.
They were handing those things out like
didn't
nothing.
They send us one? What do we do with that thing?
I thought that was yours.
No, I had already bought one.
Oh.
But I think they sent us one, too, and we were going to give it away as a prize.
We sent it away as a prize or something.
Did we?
Either that or it's sitting in your basement somewhere.
I don't know, man. If it's in my basement, I'm going to go install that thing. Maybe I'll go... I think I'll install it in the basement bathroom. Blast ass all over the house, you know? But, yeah, if you haven't joined the bidet rings, get on board. But, yeah, so fitness has been going good. I've been running like crazy, man. I'm under 190 now. My goal weight is 180. That's when I feel very good and confident. And I'm at like 186, 187.
Good for you. That's awesome.
So we're marching towards it at a good pace. I haven't been eating out as much. I got to spend my money on weed and not food. That's important. The sooner they start getting some more options out there and like, you know, more edibles with higher milligram dosages, the better for Tom.
I think that's coming in the next year or so.
How hard can it be?
I don't know. There's some weird regulation. They're slowly rolling it out.
Yeah, they got
a soda.
But the person they hired to be like the weed baron fucking had to resign like a day later because of discrepancies in their fucking resume.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well,
so,
he was probably high when he was filling the thing
out. No, it was a lady. Women are well put together. It wasn't you can't hire a man to be the weed baron. They just smoked the whole supply. But yeah, so fitness talk. Going well. Going well. That's all I got on that.
Good for you.
My times have been getting longer. I want to get back into lifting, though.
Yeah.
I got to start lifting again. Because eventually I'm just going to be this weird twig with no muscles. That's not good either. It's a balancing act. So, yeah, anyways, that's all I got on that.
Okay.
I did want to report in on one other thing.
He's a man.
Yep. Da-da-da.
Such a man.
such a man. He's a real.
Okay. A real man's man segment, quick. So I had gotten a new lawnmower, and it came with one of those like leaf bags on it. You know what I'm talking about? What are the, what's the formal name of the leaf bag on the lawnmower?
I think it's just a like clippings collection bag or something.
Yeah, like
that.
A yard waste collection bag or something. So it's got that on it, and I put it on there, and I was like, I was about to start just raking the leaves, and I was like, let's try this out. Let's just see how it goes. So I put the new lawnmower together. I hadn't even taken out the box yet.
You get a Ryobi or a Toro?
No, it's a, what is that brand? Troy something? Troy built? Troy's, I don't fucking know. It was at Menards.
Okay.
Anyways, so I put it together.
Gas or electric?
It's gas.
Okay.
Go gas power, baby. go up to the holiday, put a gallon in there, bring it back, dump it in.
You fill it up with premium?
No.
Oh, well, you have to. Small engines. That 87 octane, that'll gum stuff up. Especially if it's got ethanol in it. Ooh, that's bad news.
There's no ethanol in the 87. I don't care. Anyways. Anyways, I tried the leaf function out on it. That thing works like a fucking charm, man. I will never fucking rake again. Now, in the corners of the yard, you kind of got to get the rake in there to clear those. But if, when you're just dealing with nothing but like fucking grass and open road, oh, man, you can get a lot of leaves in that thing. Yeah. It was.
That's how I do my yard.
Yeah. Never again will I rake.
I mow. I cut up the leaves into mulch. And then once I feel the bag getting full, I just take it off and dump it in the back of my truck. Yeah. And then I'm off to the waste disposal.
Now, the curiosity for me with these leaf bags, how do you know when they're actually full? Is it just you're seeing the amount of leaves on the ground just aren't sucking it up like it used to?
You, like, if you slap the side of it, you can feel it when it starts to get full.
Okay. Yeah, man. Interesting stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a revolutionary thing.
Just make sure. So are you done with it for the fall?
No.
Storing it?
No, because I got so many fucking trees. Like, you pick up those, and now there's already enough where I'm like, I should probably run it again. Okay.
You got to run the gas out of it before winter.
Okay.
Because if the gas sits in the carburetor, it'll gum up, and then you won't be able to start it in the spring.
Okay. So I'll run the shit out of that thing then, because
I
filled it up.
Don't fill it. Like, you'll even if you leave gas in the tank, like, that gas will go bad by spring. So,
yeah. No, I'll run it, I'll mow and everything again. I'm sure I'll take care of that.
Okay.
Yeah.
In the spring, I'll come with my angle grinder, and I'll sharpen up the blade for you, too.
Oh, this is all very exciting. Now, when I first got it out, I've never, like, the only lawnmower I've ever had was one that my mom, when I moved in here, she's like, you want it? I'm
Yeah.
And so I've been running. I still have, and I'm going to use it for the front yard. But, because I have that walkway, and then you got to lift the thing. And it's just, But anyways, so I never, like, I open up this thing, and I'm, like, building it, and I'm like, I can't get the motherfucking thing to go. And I look at the bottom of it, and I'm like, why the fuck are they blocking the blades? Because I've never set up a lawnmower before. I was like, that's not right. And so I'm sitting there, I'm like, how the fuck do I get those blades out of the way? Turns out I had just, there's like a second setting on the thing. You got to loosen it and pull it up a little more. And so, you know, I figured it out. I could see what was wrong with it, but I didn't know how to fix it.
I have this image in my head of the lawnmower that you probably have, which is just a standard lawnmower. But I would laugh so hard if I walked into your garage and it's like a giant riding lawnmower that's taking up half of your garage.
No. Very standard stuff that we're dealing with here, but. Yeah, man, I just, those instructions. Now, I opened the instructions up, and there was like this sticker on the, just on the cap, like, fill oil here, you know, like, so I took it off the oil cap, and like, as I was disposing of the sticker, it got stuck on the directions. And you know the directions of the things, that very thin, like, gray paper? So I'm trying to get it off, and it just, like, ripped right through that page where it told me to, like, oh, you actually have to move it up one more. And so I'm just sitting there like, how the fuck am I supposed to move these? And then it's like, oh, there's two pins here that I didn't even notice. We figured it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's my real man. I was doing yard work.
Nice.
You got any man stuff?
Oh, boy.
Well, you got junk.
Oh, I got junk, baby. But, like, I've been moving. So last year was the fence that almost killed me, trying to get my fence up before the snow fell. I had a bunch of concrete work done at my house to try to, like, prevent water from coming into the basement in the one spot that it comes in.
Yeah.
But then while they were there repairing that concrete, I had them add, because we have a single lane driveway. Mm-hmm. So every time like, we have to park behind each other, so every time Bree or I, like, needs to leave, sometimes we have and so the previous owners added, like, a parking spot that's just, like, rock. It was just they had a dump truck, like, dump a bunch of rock.
Over grass.
And it's, like, under this pine tree, which, like, I think when he was thinking of it was like, oh, this will provide some kind of cover. But the problem with that is anytime you park on the rock pad, the pine tree, like, drips sap on your car. And that shit is fucking impossible to get off of your car. So I had them add a concrete parking pad next to the concrete at the front of our asphalt driveway. Uh-huh. But it's still just like a square.
Yeah.
So then it's like there's nothing connecting that to the asphalt driveway, that single lane. So it's just like we would have to drive on the grass. To get to it. So yeah. I've been taking it upon myself to move the rock from under the pine tree forward to the parking pad.
Oh, okay.
But the rock is like compacted and it's like mixed in with dirt. So if I, it's like you can't even shovel it because there's so much dirt mixed in with it.
Mm-hmm.
So I built a shaker table. And so what I've been doing is I made a shaker table out of 2x4s and I bought some wire mesh at Menards and I screwed it in. And then I went online because there's a bunch of like hacks online about like hooking up a screw gun to it. Or a reciprocating saw to it to like shake it, but it's all like shoddy and stuff. So I went online and I found like a vibration motor on Amazon that was like $30. So I bought that and just bolted it to the side of the thing. So you hit the button and the whole thing shakes. So then I take shovels of rock, throw it in the shaker table, and it sifts all the dirt off of them. And then I take the rock and throw it in the yard.
Okay. So how much more rock do you got to move here?
A ton.
A lot of rock?
I'll show you pictures.
Okay.
It's crazy.
Oh, that's nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I've been having wrist issues, and it's not been helping.
Yeah, you got that. You got the brace on right now?
No, I took it off so I could eat tacos.
Okay. Have you been selling any junk?
Made a sale last night.
What a piece of junk.
I forgot I made this.
Yeah.
I'll pay you, Trip. You're throwing away a fortune here. Don't be a fool.
No, take out an ad. Sell it privately.
I don't think I want to meet the people that are in the market for a used van.
We can pay you 2,000 miles plus 15 when we reach orbit.
He's ripping you off.
You're right, he's ripping me off.
My trick's gonna work, gonna make all the money.
Does that thing work?
Nah.
It's all about tickling their buying bone.
Okay. So for those unfamiliar, Adam sells junk on Facebook Marketplace. And he shows me the stuff he sells, and I'm like, I would have just thrown that out. Sometimes for me, it reaches the level of, I think I can sneak this by the Goodwill. But most of the stuff, I'm just like, I would just throw it
in the dumpster.
But Adam gets like $20 for it.
It's been like, I was selling a lot of stuff, and then all of a sudden I just like hit a wall where nobody was biting.
Damn.
And then all of a sudden this item that I've sent you pictures of.
Okay.
It was on there for, I don't know, a month and a half. And people would reach out and be like, hey, is this still available? And I'd be like, yep, you interested?
And then nothing.
And nothing.
Okay. So you finally got a bite on it.
Yeah, I did.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a look at it. Adam's going to tell me about it, and then I'm going to...
I blacked out the price.
He blacks out the price, and I just guess, because it's all junk.
Yeah.
That's why it's called the junk segment. So I'm going to go into our drafts. Now, you want me to look at junk screenshot here?
Yeah.
Okay, so I got the junk screenshot. Another grill. Now, okay. Okay, so we have a Weber kettle grill. So charcoal grill, you a big charcoal guy, huh?
Oh, you got to get that flavor in there. Yeah.
Do you have a new grill?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I bought one at the state fair.
Now, was this grill left behind when you moved in?
No. This one was, I think Bree's dad was getting rid of it. He was like, do you guys want this? And he just like dumped it at our place.
Okay. So a hand-me-down grill.
Yeah.
Now, I will say, this is probably... I mean, you do have a lot of burnt up charcoal.
You haven't cleaned it in a while.
That's like. The thing. I think at one point I was trying to clean the items.
And you were just like nah.
Position them perfectly to take a photo. Yeah. And recently it's just like, fuck it. I'm taking as is.
Yeah. No, you don't want to clean all that charcoal no. out. That's the thing with the charcoal. The grill,
I did
man,
this guy yeah. a solid, though, before I brought it. To
Do you have a bag of charcoal
it?
Laying around that you gave
I took, him? I took my leaf blower and I just blew the thing out. You should have seen the ash cloud that came out of that goddamn thing.
Did your grass have just like
a, yes!
a cake in it? All right. I don't. This is probably one
it's
of the
your standard. Weber
it's a
kettle
standard
grill.
Charcoal grill.
Did you see both pictures?
Yeah, I looked at them both.
Yeah, the second one's more sharp.
The second one is the first one I looked at, so I was like, that isn't that bad. Then I looked at the other one, and it's just there's just a ton of charcoal just caked in there. I will say, though, it's in better shape than some of the other things you've gotten rid of. Now, I got to say, like, this grill, like, brand new, I bet is $150.
Yeah.
About that, a charcoal grill of this
but
size.
I will say, a charcoal grill of that size. But they've come a long way in Weber kettle technology.
Yeah.
Where the ash traps are better.
Yeah.
Like, it's a better, like, product. This is like, it's just like an ash tray, like, yeah. sitting underneath the thing. It's an older model.
Yeah. My dad uses the older standard model. He loves it.
Yeah.
And they have this thing that's like this, it's like this tube, and like you put like the charcoal in there and you cook it in there first,
oh, the chimney,
and then you
yeah.
dump it out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't know. Does that release more?
I got one of those.
Okay. I'm going to say you got $50 for this.
25.
That's a good $25. I will say. Yeah, that sounds about
fair
right.
Fair market value.
That's, like, fair. Like, but when you show me the fireplace pokers, I'm just like, what the fuck? Who's spending $15 on this?
Oh, I got a couple items that are listed right now as yeah? we speak. If one of those sells, you are going to be tickled.
The Christmas special.
Yeah.
When we do the
yeah,
Christmas yeah. special, we'll have some really exciting junk for yep. you. Oh, man. Now, is this the kind of thing somebody might want to put in their stocking?
They could.
Dude, what is this, like a deck of cards that missing a few? We're missing the ace of clubs.
48 cards.
Yeah. Don't look for a royal flush if you got the clubs, okay? Because it ain't happening with this deck. Well, that's good. Good junk.
Yeah.
Good junk. Always good to check in with the junk. There's a few segments. Should we read our mail quick?
Yes.
Okay.
Message after the message.
Greetings, exalted one. Allow me to introduce myself.
Congratulations! You've got mail.
Okay, we got a letter. From Chris, who recently joined the Discord. So I had sent Chris a Discord link via email. You haven't been very active in there, Adam.
No, I check in every once in a while. Not as active as I should be.
This is what I'm asking of you. I'm asking you to be Discord guy and get conversation going so we can build community amongst the Clonecast and Novas. We can't rely on a new Star Wars show to get the action
pictures
there.
This week, so I'll be in there.
Can you spend 5 minutes a
yes.
day? Okay. Whatever. So Chris joined the Discord recently, which is the levels of activity in the Discord vary greatly. Like, the highest levels of activity are when there is a Star Wars show going on.
Yeah.
God,
when Kenobi
right
was going on, that yeah. was nuts in there.
I love that Kenobi. But Chris checked in. So, hey, Tom. Well, you've addressed me because I'm the one who sent him the, but it's for both of us.
Yes.
Hey, Tom, I appreciate the email. The audio early on wasn't as bad as your warning made it seem was, because in our early episodes, we put in those warnings where it's like, this is really shitty. I mean, it got better for sure, but as a purveyor of a long leftist YouTube video essays, I've dealt with a lot of truly heinous microphone quality. But I saw you, that's the one thing the right has on the left. They got
production value
on their grips.
Yep.
Yeah. They're not talented, but they can make good video edit, you know?
They got that Focus on the Family money.
Yeah. Kirk Cousins. But I saw you guys made it through the entire Clone Wars series and onto other Star Wars content, so I was more than happy to listen to not-so-crystal-clear audio early on. Now, maybe if you guys randomly stop partway in Season 3 unexpectedly or something, then it's a different story. No. We finish what we start.
Goddamn right.
There was some other Clone Wars show. I think it was called The Clone Cast or something. Like, we were like, we'll call it The Clone Cast. And then, a couple days later, I was like, there's already a Clone Cast.
Yeah.
And we look, and they hadn't uploaded an episode. And they, quit in the middle of the show, and they hadn't uploaded an episode.
They made it, halfway through the first season.
Yeah, and then I listened to it, and they fucking suck. So, yeah. Fuck those guys. So,
suck
if you've left
Clone
a five-star review, though, on theirs instead of ours, you are in the wrong feed. Then again, they probably would click the episodes and be like, that's not Tom and Adam. Okay, never mind. But please leave five stars. So I was going to wait to send this until I caught up, but I saw in the podcast feed that you guys were going to take a break until the spring. See? Not even listening to the episodes, but
look
still,
at that.
My episode descriptions tell the story. So if anybody trips across and they're like, hey, I kind of enjoy this, but these guys haven't released anything for a while, they know.
Yep.
They know. So I thought it was okay to respond now since I have some time to catch up. I hope you guys are doing well besides needing a break. I haven't listened to it yet. Just saw the title. We're doing fine. Yeah. We just, step away. We never took a break.
It's getting dark at 4:30, which is always tough, but...
I got my sad lamp on. I remember Connellberg had tweeted about a sad lamp. Shout out to Connellberg.
How is he?
He's recovered from the stroke. He's back to work.
Oh, nice.
So he's doing good. He also went to the Badlands. But yeah, he's doing well. I have some political stuff I'd like to recommend you guys on in another email, or commend you guys on in another email. This one is already long enough. But if you don't want to deal with my ramblings for multiple years of your content. Now, that is interesting, because we have 3 years worth of content, and Chris has just condensed it all. Just when you're listening to a back catalog of a podcast, you're taking, so he's digesting things that I,
yeah,
we said years ago that I don't remember saying, but this is what he has to say about it. So.
Before we started a podcast, I assumed everything we say, that's going to be locked in there because we said it, but it goes out pretty quick.
Yes. I don't know. I think you've had some Nostradamus predictions.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You got to call
Netanyahu a war criminal. So.
I mean, that wasn't really Nostradamus. I think he was providing plenty of evidence up until that point.
Well, but it was a little more hidden.
Yeah.
Now it's really out there. I think it's...
Now everybody's...
People have wisened up to it.
Everybody's wise to it.
But if you don't want to deal with my ramblings for multiple years of your content, and then in parentheses, I agree with at least 90%, and the other parts of where I tend to lean more radical left... So it's not some unhinged right-wing rant. So there's that. But then you can just ignore that one later on. The only thing I'd ever ask to consider is that you guys talked about the U.S. West narrative about how Japan wasn't going to surrender during World War II on a few occasions. Bad Batch, Episode 15, and Clone Wars, Episode 123.
We did talk quite a bit about that.
Yeah, I believe we mentioned from time to time. But he goes, there's a very in-depth leftist YouTube video essay who debunks that narrative with source material, and there is a link there. Unfortunately, it's your stereotypical leftist video, so it's 2 hours. But it's done by someone I respect significantly, Sean, who is well-regarded by the go-to leftist commentators. And he goes significantly in-depth, but basically, moral of this was Japan, by the time the nuclear bombs were dropped in Hiroshima and Nagasaki, they were ready and willing to surrender. So it's basically a bullshit propaganda narrative that
yes,
we have been
absolutely.
Fed. Because I'm pretty sure in grade school they straight up told me, Japan never would have surrendered. It was in their culture.
Oh, there are documentaries where they're like, there are women with sharpened sticks that were training to kill every Marine that came onto mainland China.
Yeah.
It doesn't shock me that
was ingrained in our heads in school. And we still casually reference it, even though it's completely false.
Yes.
But that's propaganda for you, folks. Yeah. We all got to break free of it.
We didn't even give them a day. We gave them maybe we gave them 1 day between Hiroshima and Nagasaki. We could have given them, five, a week.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's something that I thought was a thing. They weren't going to surrender. But I've always kind of known, it's funny to me, though, as I didn't think they were good things that happened.
Yeah, yeah.
But there is like a portion of the American population who thinks that dropping nuclear bombs was a good thing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, 1,000%. Yeah.
And that just boggles my mind. It's like literally the grossest act in human history.
Yeah. Like, take pride in the fact that we did that.
Ugh.
Mm-hmm.
But that's kind of how they teach you.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Yeah, we ended the war. You know, it was like this great thing. It's like, at what cost?
We're the good guys.
The Nazis were defeated at this point.
Yeah.
Like, Hitler was dead in the ground and buried. Man. It's very dark to think about. Anyways. But yeah, so we got that wrong. But I don't know. I'll put the, you know, if you want, you can join the Discord. We'll put that link in Clonecast Recommends. If you want to watch a 2.5 hour long leftist.
I love leftist YouTube. Like, I know exactly what he's talking about.
Who's the guy I really like? Big Joel. You ever meet Big Joel?
Yeah,
he's got decent production value.
Yeah.
But it's more of just him talking, but he does like edits and stuff, and he makes it, you know.
I know I've sent you like, because I just have it on in the background as I like do my, like, daily work, and I know I've sent you clips before, and I'm like, you gotta watch this thing, and I know you click on it, and you're like, it's 2.5 fucking hours long. I'm not gonna be watching this.
You sent me a video of Hassan and the H3 guy talking about the Gaza conflict, and I watched a half an hour of it, and I was like, I get it now. Like, I get where this guy's at, and he's just obfuscating the whole time. And I just don't want to watch. He's like, you're like, you got to watch it all.
And then like,
it's 3 hours.
And then 3 weeks later, I sent you another clip. I'm like, round two.
Okay. But then less serious stuff here. I don't know if you know this or not, but George Lucas created a Lego Star Wars series. The main series was called Lego Star Wars, The Yoda Chronicles, and Lego Star Wars, The New Yoda Chronicles. But there are two Lego genre Star Wars episodes that go in between both of them as well. The first Yoda Chronicles TV show was 3 episodes. It took place during the Clone Wars, and the new Yoda Chronicles took place during the original trilogy. It's obviously non-canon, but considering your guys' Lego addiction, I thought it'd be a fun thing to watch react to at some point, and you don't need to analyze and just have fun with it.
Yeah. I'd watch that.
Yeah, we should do that. Either something to post non-regularly during your break or when you guys decide to start podcasting in. If you don't want to do that, no worries, but I thought I would let you know it exists. And if you do want to watch it, you can find it on some streaming service. I think the Yoda Chronicles, are they on Disney Plus?
I don't know.
I know there's like Lego shows. I've never really watched. I know there was that like Spring Break, but there's like Freemaker Adventures or something.
Yeah.
Like maybe it's on there. I don't know. But if you want to go that route, I would recommend you watch in this order. Lego Star Wars, The Padawan Menace. Lego Star Wars, The Yoda Chronicles, Episode 1-3. Lego Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Out. Do you think they play baseball in that? Lego Star Wars and the new Yoda Chronicles episodes 4-7. I'll check it out. I'll try to find. I enjoy that shit.
That'd be fun.
Yeah. That would be some stuff that we could do as bonus episodes too, because there's a lot of Lego like Star Wars stuff, like video content that we could do. Maybe I can get obsessed with that and I'll just invest in DVDs instead of $800 Lego sets. I don't
know. You gonna get that Venator?
Where would I put it?
Black Friday's coming up.
Is it on sale?
I think so.
How much?
I don't know.
I don't think I can get it.
You could hang it from the ceiling.
I want to buy all the sets still, but I've come to a realistic, like, kind of, like, Tom, you can't do that. Like, between the clove and then the Lego addiction.
On my way here tonight, I stopped by the Hot Comics in Minneapolis.
Ooh, yeah.
And
you went to the Hot Comics in Minneapolis after sunset and you didn't die?
Yeah. Of course.
But I thought Minneapolis had fallen.
It's a war zone. I was doing barrel rolls to get in there.
Damn. Well, did you get anything good?
No, but as I walked in, there was a guy that was talking to the guy behind the counter. I know I've seen him there before. His name's John, and I only know that because I heard the guy talking to him.
Is he a tall guy or is he?
No, he's shorter. But
not
like
really
normal.
Short.
Yeah.
Like kind of like maybe a little bit taller than me.
Yeah. Yep.
But, and like burly.
Yes.
Okay. Yep. I know him. He's a nice guy.
Yeah. Very nice.
I should go in there. It's been a while since
I've
been there. But
this customer that was talking to him had exactly the same realization in real time that you just described. Where it was like right when I walked in and I heard him talking, he's like, you know, John, I had the thought the other day, like I love all this stuff. I love all of it. Like I love all of these toys. I love Legos. I love all of this. But I had the thought the other day, to what end?
To what end? Like, what's the end game here for me?
You literally walked in on a man having his first existential crisis. Like, he's having an existential crisis in front of your eyes.
And then he was talking to him, and he was like, you know, and I really thought about it. And I went online, and I started looking up these guys that have these toy rooms. And I was like, oh, maybe I could do something like that.
Oh, he also described, he was like, you know what's great when I go on these dates and I bring a gal back here? I show her my Legos. 10 minutes later, I'm laying on top of her. 30 minutes later, I give her a kiss goodnight. A week later, we never talk again.
This guy did describe. He was like, I even got some stuff in storage. And, you know, every once in a while, I'll swap some items out. But what's the end game? Am I going to keep doing that for the rest of my life? And then I started looking at these toy rooms, and you got some guys that got some really impressive full-size Han Solo and Carbonite and stuff. But I'd say 90% of the guys on there, it's just a room that's just, like, packed to the gills. And, like, there's 5 figures on one shelf. And, you know, I need a little, like, I want to give that figure some room. And then John was like, you got to give it room to breathe.
I just, you know what I'm thinking of when he says that? I'm thinking of the Chewbacca Lego set. You got to give Chewie some room to breathe. God. No, like,
it was so funny.
If I was there, I probably would have gave that guy some advice. Dude, there really is no point. That's the thing.
Yeah.
There's no point
that
to any of this.
That is the point.
It's all chaos. It's all madness. We don't have any real answers. Nobody knows anything. Nobody knows. We're all just winging it, man. And so, like, no, honestly, we're all winging it. And if you like building the things,
yeah.
If you find some enjoyment in something, then make use of it.
The other thing that this guy...
If you can, make use of it. Don't hurt anybody.
The other thing that this guy said that...
As long as you're not hurting anybody.
I thought was so funny, just out of context. I heard him talking to John, and he was like... Because they have that really, really cool Vader, like, statue in the...
The Macquarie one?
I think so. It's the one where he's, like, holding his hand like this. It's like a statue of Vader in the corner of Hot Comics.
That's a new one.
It's really, really cool.
Like, is it on the statue, like, wall there?
Yeah, like, where Ahsoka is, and, like, they got a big, like, Venom.
The Venom.
Yeah.
That
and
Venom thing is fucking dope. I need that Batman, the fucking Arkham one.
Yeah.
Not Arkham, the video game.
Azrael?
The Azrael one, yeah.
But, so he was looking at that, and he was, like, talking about that thing. He was like, but that, he's like, this is a perfect example. Look at how cool this thing is, but it's huge. Like, I don't know where I'd put this thing. And, like, Vader... He's like, I don't, you know, say what you will, but that's got to be the top, your number one bad guy. I mean, he is the top villain out of anything. I mean, he's right there. And John's like, yeah, I got to agree with you on that. And he was like, yeah, like, he's number one. But, you know, I also like Destro from G.I. Joe.
That's where his mind goes for number two. You kind of think he's talking on, like, a meta scale. You know, like, he's talking very large here, like, just, like, a greater pop culture. And then he just goes with the very niche. Like, so he actually was just thinking about, he was just talking
toys.
Very in his head. Yeah. You know, like, God.
I mean, the guy does have a silver head, so.
Yeah. What I really like there is their Silver Surfer.
Yeah, that guy's cool.
That's really cool.
Yep.
So it's a life-size Silver Surfer hanging from the ceiling.
Yep.
Let's go to the email.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah. So I know you guys were, hopefully still are, I have a decent amount of episodes to get through, big on collecting LEGO Black Series figures. And at one point, I know you wanted to get back into the gaming and collecting older video game stuff. And while I know it can all get expensive in a hurry, I wonder where he's at. I wonder if he, you know, like... Is it early stage Lego, or is it like, oh God, Tom
finally built
the cantina and we're in trouble?
That was a fun day.
That cantina, man. I love that cantina.
The minifigs.
My mom got it for me for Christmas. I'll hold it in my heart forever. I love that cantina.
Are you going to get Avengers Tower?
No, I can't afford these fucking things.
It's the tallest vertical Lego building.
this is the option. If I want to buy that set, it's like, Tom, you got to go start doing Lyft again. I just don't want to fucking work two jobs.
Yeah.
Anyway. Email. there's a smallish YouTuber that operates in some part of Minnesota. That goes by, this person's name is Collector's Luck, and they're on YouTube, at Collector's Luck. And he has built a pretty massive video game collection sourcing from Facebook Marketplace deals, Craigslist, OfferUp, which is a phone app, garage sales, etc. So if he's someone you like to watch, or maybe you could find how he operates in, and maybe you source stuff you want to collect for yourself. Cool. So, yeah, I'll check that out. Collector's Luck. Collector's Luck. I think, you know, we ultimately, I think, if Adam and myself, we don't start a store by the time we're 50, we'll probably, we'll go Hail Bob Comet, you know. We're going to try to end up castrating ourselves and drinking their poison. Nikes. Yeah, and, we're going to wear the Keds and we go night-night. I think at some point, the corporate world will claim our soul. Like, there's still like a bit of life there.
Yeah.
But it could be sussed out within a decade or so, I think. Uh-huh. As an aside, I know once again this is all news at this point early on. Depressed Kenobi or someone was apparently ragging on you guys for having Midwest accents. As I say, ragging.
Yeah,
Midwest
I know.
Accents or something. But as an East Coast elitist, I just want to say I've never heard too heavy of an accent from you guys. The thing that really sticks out the most, again, nothing significant, is that Adam seems to draw out a lot of words with A middle of, like, if he says bag.
Guilty.
Say bag.
Bag. Tag.
Bag. Yep. Yeah, bag.
Yep.
I say bag.
Yep.
I think I do it better than you.
Oh, absolutely bag. You do. Bag. Yep.
Bag.
Yep.
So I'm more succinct with it.
Yes.
So you have more of a Minnesota accent than me. Probably.
I would say so. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Instead of saying it, baga. I can't baga, bag, bag. I don't know. It's hard for me to pronounce things. Same thing with words like dragon. He would say dragon.
Dragon.
Why am I saying it like some sort of, some sort of New York cabbie? Dragon. Like, why am I?
You're like in your head about it.
Yeah, and similarly in the middle of the word. You don't do that. The only Midwest accent that I ever heard from you would be saying rough in regards to roof.
Yeah, yeah.
I say roof?
No, rough is the Midwest accent.
Rough.
Yeah, instead of roof.
I say roof.
Like the roof of a house.
I say roof.
I think sometimes it can bleed into each other.
Into a rough?
I'm not saying you. I'm saying everybody. Okay.
And then sometimes you like to put the L before the T in Chipotle. And say Chipotle instead of Chipotle. But I'm not sure that's an accent thing and more of an unintentional Thomas. That's absolutely just me.
Yeah, yeah.
I think the first time I ever saw Chipotle, I pronounced Chipotle for some reason, and it is now Chipotle to
me. Have you seen those videos?
I think a lot of people call it fucking Chipotle, man.
Have you seen those videos? That meme of, like, the futuristic city, and then in text it says, like, the world if boomers could pronounce Chipotle the correct way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But then they have the boomer like read it and every single one is like, the world if boomers could pronounce Chipotle the correct way.
I don't know. I don't know. That's one that's going to stay with me forever.
Chipotle.
Anyways, not trying to make you self-conscious, it's nothing important, but just something I noticed when ripping through currently 160-plus episodes in a span of a few months. Hope you guys are doing well. I've enjoyed being able to binge this podcast. I'll try to finish it up at some point. One final thing that hit home for me was the story of your dad being late to pick you up for your colonoscopy because Mass was starting communion was unbelievably funny to me. Yeah. Because my dad was a Lutheran pastor, so I know how popular Protestants Lutherans are in the area. And he was a chemical engineer before becoming a pastor. And he always liked to connect science with faith and try all sorts of different stuff in his work. I mean, everyone has their thing, but you always described your dad as more of a rigid practicing Catholic. That would be.
Yep.
Yeah. So it's funny how, in a way, it was almost like a mirror image in regards to viewing religion. That's Chibata. And that is from Chris.
Thanks, Chris.
Yeah, so Chris is on the Discord, and Adam is going to post on the Discord this week. So we appreciate Chris reaching out. I don't know. I guess I did want to get to one thing.
Yeah.
I got to get a drink of water, too, so just listen to me scat for a second.
Video games are very fun. Let's talk about them, because they are fun. Video games are very fun. Let's talk about them.
I'm back.
They are.
Got my drink. Okay, shut
that up. Longer intro pays off.
Yeah, it was a perfect segment for me to go get something to drink here. It's a very catchy song, too, I'm sure.
Yeah. Dot, dot.
Let's see if I do it one more time.
Yeah. You can talk.
Okay. All right. Okay. Video game talk. I wanted to get into this. Why do I buy these?
Starries?
Okay, well, no, I can tell you why I buy the Starry, because I quit Diet Pepsi, as you know, and the only type of soda I will drink now is a lemon-lime soda. But I respect the brand, and I honor Diet Pepsi. I honor the Pepsi Corporation by continuing to drink Starry as opposed to Sprite, because I respect Pepsi.
So rebranded Sierra Mist.
It's the same fucking thing as Sprite. Sierra Mist and Sprite, interchangeable. Very good. I love a Starry. But why do I buy these mini cans?
I don't know.
Like, I saw them, like, oh, that's cute. You know, like, I'll buy the can. That's 8 ounces.
Since I've been here, you've had 4 of them.
Exactly. And I have a full-size can in there, and my throat is parched. Why did I grab the small one? Why? Is there anything dumber that can sum up American capitalism more than this 7.5 fluid-ounce can of Starry?
You describe something that I think every single person that buys those goes through, or they're like, oh, this is perfect because I won't drink as much, but then instead of having like one regular size can, they have like 3 of those.
I will say my soda consumption has gone down greatly. I know I'm actually drinking a lot less soda.
Yeah,
anyways, but video game talk. So I just played through Knights of the Old Republic.
KOTAR.
This music is still going. Good lord. Well, I guess it's not too loud, it's fine. But yeah, so I had played through KOTOR before, and I love the game. I truly do love the game. Revan's a really cool character. I've always enjoyed it. It is funny going back and playing a game that is fucking 20 years old now. For its time, I was like, this is big, you know, and you go to these different planets. But now when you've played like a game like Red Dead 2, it's like, God, this is so small. This is so small. And, like, the way when you're on Tatooine, the way they keep you in bounds and stuff like that. And then also, like, if you need to go to a different area of the sand dunes, you have to, like, you go up to this, like, shitty-looking dune and you walk through a door, quote-unquote. You know, like, it's just, you go, whatever. It's still fucking fun as hell to play, though. And going to Korriban is still one of my favorite fucking things.
Yeah.
You go into Sith Catacombs. I fucking love it. It's, like, the best shit, man. I fucking love it. Like, that's my favorite shit of Star Wars, is just, like, force mysticism. I fucking love it. I love the mythology of it. So it was great, and it was fun. And I highly recommend playing through it. It's slow-paced for it. It's not an action RPG. It's a turn-based, you know. It's like, you missed? Fuck, I gotta wait, you know. But
it is great, like, going back and playing one of those games that you remember, that you haven't played in, I don't know, 10, 15 years, but you remember it being, like, very, like, seminal.
Yes.
Like, I remember the first time I went back and, like, played the original Metal Gear Solid, not, like, the Twin Snakes or, like, a remake.
Yeah.
And I went back and played the original. It was like, dear God, I thought this was, like, next level.
And you recognize that.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you're still like, it's still great.
Oh, yeah.
It's
I'm not trying to disparage it. It's just,
is
like,
is there a Metal Gear collection that's out right now for Switch? That
there is. Yeah.
Is that the one?
It's supposed to be, like, relatively remastered and stuff.
But that's the first, second, and third games, right?
Yes.
Now, I talked to Garrick about it, but would that be a good entry point if I wanted to get into Metal Gear?
I'm pretty sure.
Or are they too dated at this point?
No,
I think you could. I would probably go for the remaster.
Yeah.
Just because I think some of the game mechanics are updated and sure. make it a little bit more playable.
That's the one thing about the port, though, of KOTOR. The port was not great. Oh, like, really? I mean, it looks great and everything, and it runs great, but there's a lot of just kind of glitchiness to it, and I had to restart the game a bunch. It collapsed a few times. So, like, you know, it was a good emulation. I mean, it looks just like the old game, and it's crisp as fuck and stuff, but it just, like, would crash constantly. Shit, I got through it. I finished the game. Now, I always used to do it dark side finish, but this time I did light side. So,
oh, nice.
Good guy, Revan.
Is that a new thing for you?
Yeah, I usually do dark side because dark side is just easier. It really is. Like, and that's one of the cool things about the game. You always talk about, you know, when you're a Star Wars fan, you hear about, oh, the dark side is the quick and easy path, you know, but it's destructive. And that's how it is in the game. Like, now, I was so light side at the point that I got to this one mission this time around that I was just like, I was going to do it the light side way. And so you go to this planet called Rakata. Well, that's the name.
Delicious.
Of, like, yes. And actually think in Resistance, we visit this planet.
Oh,
which is going to be a really cool tie-in for me. There's Rancor. but there's these Rakatans there, and there's these people that were like, they ran the Infinite Empire just like 30,000 years before the Battle of Yavin. So, I mean, 25, you know, this is so long ago. I mean, this is, because this is like, I think, 3,000
yep.
years before New Hope. So, I mean, this ancient history, 30,000 years ago. And they built the Star Forge. Now, the Star Forge is what Malak's trying to get control of to build up his fleet. So, anyways, so you go to these Rakatans, and the first ones are like the bad guy Rakatans. They're the dark side ones. If you help them, that's dark side energy, and you're going to get dark side points. So you're supposed to go to talk to the elders, and if you want to do the light side, they're going to send you back to the bad guys. And I was like, okay, I'm going to do it that way this time. Like, I didn't attack them. I just went. So I had saved my game right before I went to visit the elders. So I walk back across the map to their area. I go in their area, and it's they have Rancors that patrol, like, in front of their compound. And as soon as I walk in, like, the first spot guy was like, you spoke to the elders. And, like, before I know it, there are 10 Rancors on me. There's, like, 20 elite guards on me. All these Rakatans. And I was just like, I'm about to die. Like, my whole party is dropped. I got a fucking Jedi counselor with me. Like, come on, man. Why did I pick Jolie? But I fucking... So I was like, I'm like about to die, and I just hit pause, load game. I went back to the... Right before I visited the others. I cut those motherfuckers down so fast. I still finished light side. I still finished light side because, like, everything else I did was light side. But I was like, I am not clearing that fucking compound. It's not happening. It was like... It would have been harder than, like, the Malak fight.
Yeah, yeah.
It was insane. But the real reason I wanted to bring this up is because I wanted to get to this.
I beg your pardon, but what do you mean, naked?
This is the, now don't look at it yet. Hood. So, we're playing Knights of the Old Republic. We're visiting Tatooine. We're visiting Dantooine. We're visiting Corban. We're going all over this fucking galaxy. We're watching Terrace get blown up. Who was looking at? Okay, so, fashion icon of Knights of the Old Republic. If you have any good hood that you've seen lately, feel free to share it with us.
Oh, no, no, this is good.
Okay. Okay, so, now, the great thing about these old games is there are NPCs, like, you know, these big RPGs. It's a big game, especially for its time. So there's NPCs ever, and you can go up and you get, they'll say, like, a generic fucking line to you like any other NPC would. But to fill it out sometimes in these games where they have limited space but they want to make it look more full, they will have NPCs that you can't interact with. They don't move. and they literally are, for all intents and purposes, just like a dummy. Like, they're just a mannequin. Like, but they're like a fully animated mannequin that doesn't fucking move. So I'm on Tatooine, and I'm at the cantina. In the corner of the cantina, there is a fellow who I believe to be a direct relative of the one and only Aqualush Bull. Now, this man has been fucked so hard and for so long that he just, when he goes to the bar for his drink at the end of the day, just out. Like the world turns off because he's pounding out Samir's equivalent Tatooine, Samir's wife, so long, so much that just he is just beat and wrecked at the end of the day, and he just turns off. And this guy is a fucking hero, sitting by himself at a table. I want Adam, I got the inbox.
Can I open
there.
It?
You can open it. I want you to take a look at this guy, this Aqualush. Look at him. Look at him.
That dude was rode hard and hung up wet.
Now, if you look at the second picture, his feet aren't touching the ground. And the chair he's sitting on appears to be hovering off the ground. So he's got like this ugly ass brown jumpsuit on. He looks just beat, and he's just staring blankly at a box.
It looks like he has like headphones like off of his head, like around his neck.
Yeah, he does. This guy fucking rocks, man. Absolutely. Would you agree with me that guy has to be related to him?
He looks like he's wearing choppers too.
Yes,
like the big mittens.
Well, the thing is, if you look at Pondo Baba in A New Hope, his hands, they're hoof-like.
Yeah.
So he's got the classic Aqualush hands here. Love this guy. He fucking rocks.
That dude's awesome.
So, yeah,
he's just got the dead stare.
Yes!
It's like right ahead.
So he'll be the episode art. seems like a convenient thing. Maybe we'll put a little we'll put a Thanksgiving turkey in front of him on his table
is.
There. Yep. There we go. Your good hood. For Knights of the Old Republic, classic game. Give it a play. You go to that cantina in Tatooine, you'll see him there. You'll see the direct relative, the elder Aqualush Bull. Aqualush Bull Senior. He's the first in the line, I think.
Yeah, fucking's in that guy's blood.
Yeah. You can see the evolution here of the entire the family lineage. I don't know. I got anything else? You got anything else?
No, huh?
Okay. Well, I guess we could do this. All right, Adam. Where can the listeners reach us?
Send us an email. We are cloncastpod@gmail.com. You can reach out to us on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok @cloncastpod. Send us.
I'm responsive to messages on those platforms, but I just don't post.
Yeah. But reach out if you're joining the Discord. We'll send you a link right away. But thank you all for all of your support. Thank you for listening. Thank you for letting us take this break. We really appreciate it.
Yeah.
Happy Thanksgiving. We love all of our clone Castanovas. Until then, may the Aqualush grandfather bull be with you.
Left the building. You ever hear the tragedy of Crispin's day?